installments, and also for the many spy adventures that would follow in their wake. Composers Jerry Goldsmith in the Derek Flint films and TV's The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Elmer Bernstein, The Silencers, first of the Matt Helm movies, Lalo Schifrin, The Liquidator, TV's Mission Impossible, Earl Hagen, TV's I Spy, Edwin Astley, TV's Secret Agent, Laurie Johnson, TV's The Avengers, and Quincy Jones, The Deadly Affair, were obliged to follow, to varying degrees, Barry's lead. Even Burt Bacharach and Michel Legrand, who would score the two unofficial Bond films, found they needed to write lively, jazz-oriented orchestral scores with pop elements in order to compete with the official cinematic Bond. And those who followed Barry on the official films, George Martin, Marvin Hamlisch, Bill Conti, Michael Kamen, Eric Serra, and David Arnold, understood that they were expected to follow this new style of action-adventure scoring. John Barry was one of the few people that created a genre of film music. He uniquely, single-handedly created the spy genre, says David Arnold, who has scored the last five Bond films. You have the bebop swing vibe that he created in his initial arrangement